All right, Mind Muscle Project, welcome back to this episode of In the Black. Now, today we wanted to talk about the pros and cons of group fitness and how it relates to a business, the business side of things. Now, there are pros and cons to the group method in terms of like what results clients would get, in terms of managing all kinds of aspects to their physiology and their results and their goals and stuff. But this is more the business side of the house and how it is good and bad for, or two major things why it's good and two major things why it's bad, or just the pros and cons really of running a group training fitness model. So before we dive into the pros and cons, this episode is brought to you by Waterfy. Waterfy is basically the best gym management software you could get for running a group fitness model. That's really what it was designed for originally. It's really designed for the affiliate. We use it every single day. The main things that I know, Raf, you're using it for is the dashboard, the health, the metrics of your business. And the main thing I'm really using it for is just kind of the easy day-to-day stuff where I'm handling just like basic client stuff, invoices and refunds and setting up new clients and all that sort of stuff. So I'm really pumped about one of the things they've just been doing is like free webinars for gym owners. They can learn from, I'm not sure, I think it's Two Brain Business, I think the consulting company they're working with, but they're putting out free content for gym owners to have a more profitable affiliate, which is really good because, you know, to be honest, guys, how many companies do you know that are a software company that are also helping their clients grow their gyms that's separate to their software, that are partnering with different companies to help grow your business, so they're helping their customers.
Well, the thing is, the incentives are really well lined up because we went to hang out at Waterfy HQ, and one of the things they mentioned was like, "Hey, everyone that gets on Waterfy pretty much stays on it forever."
Yeah,
because they, you know, it's the best one if you have that sort of gym, there's nowhere else to go. But the main reason they drop off is people close their gyms,
right?
You know, because I guess people just get sick of it because they're not making much money. So that's how they lose most of their clients, right? It's because people are just out of the game, so they don't need Waterfy anymore. So yeah. They want to help on the mission because they realize that, hey, if you're a CrossFit gym...
That's probably their retention strategy.
Yeah, you're probably not getting much help. Well, you're obviously not getting any help from CrossFit on how to be more profitable.
Yeah.
So, they're doing their bit.
That's really good. And I love it. So, if you guys want to transfer over to Waterfy, if you haven't yet, it's waterfy.com/MMP. And you want to be on the winning team, right? You want to be on the team where everyone is investing in your long-term success. And I'm telling you, like MindBody, Zen Planner and stuff, they're not putting together seminars for gym owners to like... increase their retention and like make more sales and bring you more leads. Like they're just not doing that. They're not offering those services. So like I said, you want to be on the winning team. It's definitely worth heading over to Waterfy and doing that. All the links to all this stuff is always in the description of this episode as well. As well, guys, today is brought to you by True Coach. True Coach is basically the best software for individual programming. And, you know, I use it with all my clients, especially when they travel. I'm able to set them workouts. I'm very specific hotel workouts that I've written for people before. And it's just kind of a swipe file. So it's just drag and drop. So it's not hard for me. It's easy for the client. I always know there's going to be, you know, a 10, 15 kilo set of dumbbells. If they're not, it's a terrible hotel gym. You shouldn't stay at that hotel again. It's always going to be like a Bosu ball. There's always going to be like a treadmill and a bench and stuff. And it's just time-saving for everyone. And the point is they do it. And that's really what you want to do. I do it in terms of I program it because it's easy for me and it's easy for the client to do because they just enter it in as they go. And that's win-win, right? I don't have to stress about writing new programs all the time and putting into a dodgy Excel sheet and them not being able to find the sheet in Drive and not getting access to it and sharing it. Like, get rid of all those problems. You have communication in the app as well. So they're solving a lot of problems, True Coach. So absolutely love this software. If you guys want to get on board truecoach.co/MMP. Again, all this stuff is in the description. Okay, Raf, let's start it off. Group fitness. Let's start with... I want to end on a pro, so let's start with a con.
Oof. Okay, kicking it off. So, I think with the group model, I'd like to hear what you think, but when you first open it, you really see the pros.
Right.
And no one tells you about the cons. Yeah, they are something you definitely find out later on.
Yeah.
Doing it. And it's just like anything. It definitely has pros, definitely got cons. All of them do. So, the first con is probably the one I think you're going to hit first, opening this sort of gym. And that's really that it's challenging to scale the program in a group format.
Yeah.
So, what that means is, you know, you've written up a workout. Jenny comes in. It's her first workout ever in her life. Challenging to make that work out. It's almost 100% not written for her. It's written for someone more advanced. Otherwise, people would get over it very quickly, right?
Yep.
So, it's like too challenging for her fitness level and it's very difficult to scale. with lots of people in the class, no time, no pre-screening, any of those things. So the scalability is a problem, and the consequence obviously is injuries.
Yeah. And that hurts your business long term, right? Because people are like, I'm not doing this exercise program because it's too hard. I get injured and I'm out, basically. Yeah, it's too hardcore. It's not right for me. And the guy that's crushing the workout, doing the muscle ups and the snatches and stuff, yeah, he pays you like $20 a week and he's like your first member. He's like your worst member. But he's your boy. So you can't get rid of him, right? So that's always the problem there. It's just, I mean, it's how it sounds, guys. It's, you've experienced this problem yourself. It's just hard to write one program that satisfies everyone, that keeps all your customers happy all the time, because they're always going to shift through different periods of their fitness journey, and it's always hard to have a program that matches that, unless obviously it's like completely individualized. I mean, the only thing that solves that is individualized programming, but you have a group model and that's not how it works. So it's really just getting really good at programming. It's just like knowing your member base really well. That's like super important. That's why people like F45, they cut out all the hard stuff and they were just like, we're just going to do easy stuff, because that is how they can make it super scalable and make it a franchise. Mm. But in your independent gym or in your smaller gyms, you have to know your members extremely well, because they are going to advance with a program like yours. Because F45, it's restricted. So they know people are only going to get so good. So we never have to program the infinitely harder stuff. They're just going to go to another gym. That's when they're no longer our clients. So we just program people from like off the couch to like 1 year. That's like the most fit you can get with us. But you're never going to like be able to necessarily like run marathons and deadlift your body weight and like do pull-ups. Like that's a different gym. So they've just gone, in the exercise journey of humans, this is our section here that we crush. Everything else after that, you go handle it. The problem with us is we're trying to do everything. We're going to try and take you from the couch to six-pack and bar muscle-ups, right? So that just makes the group template really hard, which makes you almost think, is it right to do that sort of thing? Is it right to have... Maybe there are some people you should start turning down. Be like, hey, this isn't the right program for you, or offer them a different service. That's really kind of how you have to work with that. So
yeah, I would say the best way we solved this in the gym was really just through PT.
Yeah.
And we drastically, and we know the numbers of injuries we've cut down because we have like physio and car and we work with that stuff. We used to know how many percentage, like how many clients we had and how many were booking in. And it is less. You know, it's like far less percentage of our clients are having to see like chiro or physio or whatever it is in a week, and how many people like on holds for injuries. We know it's like way, way lower than it was, and that's just doing like PT at the start and then PT ongoing.
Because
I think what really is good about the PT is it's that opportunity to be like, hey, deadlift for you is like not a good idea.
Yeah.
So when you get to class, you're not deadlifting. Yeah. Rather than like starting deadlifting and then the coach being like, oh my god, that looks bad, I have no time to fix it, or like, I'll just let them do it today and I got to speak to them after, and then you forget. And just, you know, normally in a group setting, they just start doing the exercise poorly and then you scramble to fix it.
Hmm.
Whereas with PT, it's just like, hey, you can flag it before it even happens, right? And that's why it's really good. And I think even one way you could kind of turn this into a positive is have members in your class that are like, oh man, I can't do this exercise, so annoying, because I always get programmed, I can't do it. Perfect opportunity to upsell them something like PT, right?
Yeah.
So you can almost like take a... as long as you're not in a gym that bans PT like an F45, you can use this con and turn it into a positive.
Yeah, absolutely. So next thing we've got in the pros column, the first thing we've got in the pros column is the dollar per square meter. You really maximize the dollar per square meter in group, and no one does it better than Rumble Boxing, whatever the fuck these things are called, because they are putting 60 people into a group class. They've basically chosen, okay, what is like the smallest amount of space that someone can take up? It's boxing. It's like, stay in the one spot, hit one object, and do like crunches and push-ups. And like, that is, they're seriously maximizing there. Barry's does a really good job, Barry's Bootcamp, but that's not as good as them. The next down for that is probably F45. And then Orange Theory is probably in there with F45. And then we did some other funky group fitness workouts in the States that were kind of in that sort of 15 to 20 class, maybe 25. And then really you've got CrossFit. It does depend on the size of the gym. If you take the size of the gym of an F45 or an Orange Theory or a Barry's Bootcamp or a boxing, and you did a CrossFit version of that, you're only looking at like 5 or 6 people in the class. So like CrossFit is probably the worst dollar per square meter in the group fitness model, because you've got double unders and
barbell overhead walking lunges.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, double kettlebell snatches with ring muscle ups. Like, you're just running all over the gym. It just is the most chaotic, and it's the worst dollar per square meter. Just because, you can fit 60 people into a tiny room doing boxing. You cannot fit 60 people into a tiny room doing CrossFit.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing like a very bastardized version of it. So, wait, we wrote that as a pro. Oh, yeah. It's a pros of the group fitness model. It's the ability to make more dollar per square meter, basically.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, of all the different fitness methods, if you think about, like, you can make more money with group than PT for the gym owner.
Yeah.
Because you can just fit, even though obviously they pay way more with PT, you just can't fit that many PTs at once in a gym.
Well, to have 20 bodies in the class, you need 20 PTs.
Yeah, and, 20, so and you know, often they need more space and stuff, right, to do it, because they're not all like doing the same thing in this perfectly choreographed situation. It's probably same more semi-private as well. It really does get the most leverage, because you can get, you can still charge quite a lot because they still got a coach, but yeah, you can fit like, like those boxing gyms, up to 60 people paying like $30, or even, you know, even like a CrossFit gym, right? Average $30 spend, and you can still get 30 people in a class and do well. So that's probably the most attractive part about it, right?
Yeah.
That's why they, it's like probably the most popular franchise, because they can show, hey, once you get to 200 members, you're making like really, really good money.
Who?
Like a franchise F45? Owner. Yeah, any of those franchise owners show that. And like, hey, you don't need that many people. Whereas like a Globo gym obviously has the most leverage because they don't even come and they pay you money. But it's like, hey, you start making good money at 4,000 members.
Yeah.
2,000. It's like, oh, well, that's a lot of people.
That's
right?
A lot of people.
That's tough. And the investment up front, huge.
Millions of dollars.
So it's like kind of off the table for most people. Yeah. So yeah, it's why it's the most attractive.
Mm, absolutely. So the second and final con is differentiation. And that's something that if anyone's been in the game as long as we have, and we haven't even been in it that long, but there is so much, I mean, I just listed off like five of them. There is so much group fitness out there that the average customer or the average potential client is getting smashed with so much digital marketing these days about group fitness that they honestly can't tell the difference between any of them. They don't know the difference between, you know the difference between your CrossFit gym and the next one. They have no idea the difference between CrossFit gyms. No idea. We've experienced this for 6 years. They come into our gym, they think it's exactly like the CrossFit gym down the road or the CrossFit gym over here. We have to educate them on that.
It's almost impossible to explain. Like impossible. If somebody comes in and they don't know much about fitness and they go, oh, I went to this like, whatever. It's like
I was Googling CrossFit.
Weird circuit class and with this CrossFit gym and your one, like I don't see how yours is different. If they've got the worst programming principles of all time and yours are like the best, like a Russian scientist is in there programming your class, you still can't explain it to them.
No.
Because they don't know. They don't know anything about fitness.
Yeah. So what?
It's impossible.
What explains it to fitness is good marketing. And I'll tell you where good marketing starts and I'll tell you where it doesn't start. Good marketing doesn't start with like, oh, I want to open a CrossFit gym. What should I call it? Suburb plus CrossFit. That is the worst marketing. The best marketing you can do is go, okay, who am I? What do I care about? What's my brand? What's my brand voice? What's the story behind my brand? What do I want people to feel? What do I want them to think? What do I want them to see when they speak about my brand, when they see the colors of my brand? All these sort of things, right? This is like a $60,000 investment with a proper company, right? To sit down and figure these things out. And that is what most group fitness models are doing now. That is what F45, that is what Orange Theory, that is what Barry's Bootcamp, all these really, really high-end franchises that are crushing it at the moment. This is what they do. They sit down and they go, what are people going to think when they hear Barry's Bootcamp, right? Because they have powerful, powerful marketing that differentiates themselves. And you go on their Instagrams and stuff and look, to be honest, they're all fucking starting to look a lot the same. So even within them, even within really good marketing, the differentiation is struggling. That's why like the boxing thing's gotten really big, because they're like, oh, I know how we can differentiate. We're boxing. But like within the boxing things, they can't differentiate between themselves. No one knows the difference between the hustle boxing and the humble and the fucking rumble and all this shit, right? They have no idea. They just think it's the same shit. It's just which one's closer to me. So you can see how quickly that we're running out of verticals to completely differentiate yourself from. So it's a really interesting dilemma to see kind of what people are going to do with it, because yeah, look, nowadays it's like there's so much out there, you pretty much can't differentiate yourself once you put yourself into a certain niche, whether it's like functional fitness, CrossFit, boxing, whatever. There's only so far you can go, right? There's only two legs and two arms. It's not like you can start doing, I don't know, frisbee or parachuting or trampolining or something. You know, it's just there's limits to these things. So
yeah, and then usually what it ends up coming down to is finding other ways to differentiate yourself. So it's like another way, it's like, yeah, I mean, you realize I like can't differentiate it with the program or with this, so I've got to differentiate it with like having better customer service. It's like the gym down the road, yeah, they haven't even called you back yet. You inquired 3 days ago. We called you within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like that's still differentiation, but it's maybe not how you thought you were going to differentiate it when you first started your gym.
Yeah.
So you got to go some different routes.
It also is like only once you get them in the door, which is tough, right? And lots of people aren't getting people into the door. And so then they can't, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how good their customer service is if the people never show up in the first place.
True.
So The last thing that we'll end on here is an obvious con, probably something that you were thinking about at the start of this episode, and it's community fun.
Pro. Yeah, pro, not a pro. Con.
Sorry, pro, pro. So yeah, the best thing obviously about group fitness is you get to do it with other people, and it makes exercise, makes training more enjoyable. Same way you grew up playing sport and you really enjoyed sport because of the team aspect of it. That is something that group fitness has been able to capture with the right gym and operations and culture. Yeah, you can create a pretty amazing community. You can meet friends. You have a lot of fun when you work out. And I think it can really change people's lives, these communities.
Yeah, and I'll say the real pro, I think, for the gym owner is that the community does a bunch of the retention work for you, which is like pretty cool, you realize, right? If you're like a PT or doing something private, it's like it's really on you. You're like, you know, how am I going to make it fun, do stuff like that. But once you see like, you know, your gym members all going to get coffee afterwards or like meeting up on the weekend or doing like they're doing retention work literally for you, you know, and like they're making your job easier. And that's like one of the coolest things, I think, for a gym owner that has the community is like kind of just can sometimes, even without you doing that much, just it just develops, just yeah. Human beings being in the same room having fun together, and then in the long run starts to like keep people at the gym that maybe would have dropped off still at the gym.
Yeah, it's one of those things as well, like where you do have to watch it. The bigger it gets as well, like the more more management you have to put into your community. That's one thing we found. Community is great at the start when it's you and 25, 30 people, but when it starts to get to, you know, 300-400 people, you know, the community is, it takes a lot of management.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time, takes a lot of effort. There's a lot more people to get to. And so, it's still definitely a pro because it is one of the most powerful forces in your gym. But yeah, it takes a little bit more time and effort to nurture.
Because I remember talking to, was one of the OPEX guys that has all the, you know, they do the OPEX gyms. Like
yeah.
It's not a franchise, it's a license, right?
Yeah. Affiliate.
Yeah, it's an affiliate. And that's obviously, it's not group because it's individual programming for everyone in the gym. And he was saying, hey, the gym owners that we work with have to work harder than a CrossFit gym or a different group fitness owner to have the community. Because apparently it's like, you still need to have community. Like it's still really healthy for your gym to have good community. It's like, not enough just to have a coach.
Yeah.
But you've got to work harder at it because it doesn't just develop as much naturally yourself.
That's right,
you've got to pull people in, get them to meet at social events, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, those are the pros and cons of group fitness. So pros, again, they're maximizing the dollar per square meter, the community side of things, and then the cons, obviously, it's tough. It's tough to have the scalability in the program, and then it's obviously tough to differentiate yourself in the market. But look, these are just all problems that everyone faces. Like PT's got its own pros and cons. Semi-private's got its own pros and cons. Online has its own pros and cons. Everything in life has pros and cons. It's just what set of problems do you get excited about? Are you passionate about working with? That's really the choice you have to make. So guys, we've got heaps of free guides for business owners. We recommend all of them. Any business owner can get benefit out of them, especially our sales deck builder. That's been one of our most popular guides. I think in 48 hours, you know, over 100 people downloaded it. So we're so pumped about that. If you want to pick up any of these guides, download them, themindmuscleproject.com/free. And that is where you get our free guides. Guys, remember at the start of this episode, I talked about Wattify, also talked about True Coach. The deals for that are in the description of this episode. So go check those out there. And then we'll speak to you next week.
See ya.